Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and so concludes another season of Married at First Sight. Definitely one of the more hectic seasons, I think, that we've had in a long time for pretty much all the wrong reasons, Carly.
Yeah, there was more drama than matchmaking, I would say, on this season.
And the proof was in the pudding at the end, when I think we had one couple left by the end of it.
I think we had two.
Well, did we?
Was
did
one
we,
but... technically a couple?
Well, I don't know.
You know what? The best relationship and my favourite relationship to come out of it was Ella and Dom, and Ella joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Just to be clear, that's a friendship we're referring to. No.
I would secretly love that plot twist.
Love that plot twist. I don't think it's going to happen. Ellie, how are you feeling? You must be so relieved it's finally done and dusted.
Yeah, look, it's a bittersweet feeling. Like, I have actually thoroughly enjoyed watching it all. Not so much thoroughly enjoyed reliving moments.
Yep.
But, it's definitely bittersweet. I will miss, you know, getting excited for what's coming and, you know, talking as well about it and unpacking it all. But it is nice. I can have 4 nights a week back to get some sleep.
That's what I can't wait for. I get to go to sleep again. Oh, it's going to be so great, Ella.
Now, Ella, it was interesting. When was this actually filmed and when did it wrap up? Because last night we saw that you were still with Mitch.
Yeah, so reunion was around January the 15th.
Yep.
That was a while ago. So, yeah, it's been a few months, you know, and I was with Mitch after the reunion. So after final vows, you know, obviously we left things open. I went to the Gold Coast for 2 weeks and spent that with him. We got COVID together. You know, we sort of, like, reconnected, reunited, and just came back for the reunion together. But, yeah, can confirm we aren't together, and I haven't actually seen him since reunion.
Ooh,
Not even seen him, like, texting or anything like that or not, just nothing.
We spoke for a little bit and, yeah, no, he sort of just cut me off after some articles came out and, yeah, so I'm still, like, if I'm, yeah, going to be completely honest, I am still healing from it all and, you know, last night is, like, my closure. I don't have to sort of, you know, go back in time anymore. I can just focus on the present and move forward. Mm-hmm. And move on.
Now, we heard that Dom has pulled out of a lot of her press today. How is she feeling? Like, because I felt like the episode last night was, you know, in her favour and whatnot, and then she's pulled out on press. I'm a little bit worried. Is she okay?
To be honest, she's just exhausted from talking about Olivia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we all are. I pulled out of one of my days because I couldn't be bothered talking about Tamara and Mitch because it's just like, it's happened a long time ago for us now, and I mean, look, now it's done, I am happy to talk about what's really going on now in the current time. But for Dom, it's like, you know, I think she's just so done with talking about their feuds and their
100%.
Issues. But she's great. She's good. She can also move forward. And, you know, we don't have to live so much in the past now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And geez, I loved it last night when the video played of the actual glass-breaking situation. We could see just how blown up that story had gotten. Geez, I loved it.
In the moment, we were all just like, yeah, well, and it's because all the boys weren't there as well. So
yeah,
all the boys finally, they saw the footage for the first time. And everybody was just like, what the?
Well, because it was like, the glass had been waved in my face. It'd be used as a weapon. It was like, like, obviously breaking the glass wasn't cool, but yeah, it was like, man, that would totally be blown up. So yeah, that was a huge moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a big moment for everyone, for all the other participants to see,
Everyone has been asking you about Brent because there was a video that went round of you two being very flirty with each other. People are saying that you guys would have been amazing together on the show.
I don't hate that at all.
Yeah, so is there a spark there? Have you guys kind of hooked up since the show?
No, I haven't. I mean, to be honest, like, dating is the last thing on my mind.
Fair enough.
Only because, you know, like I said, I am still getting over some things that happened with Mitchell and Brent, and I do, like, obviously we can see that Brent and I would have probably been a better match. We are very similar, and, you know, Tamara and Mitch probably would have been a better match, and, I mean, the word is that they are together and they have been for a while.
What? So, Tamara is with Mitch? I can't even get my head around this.
Yeah, well, that's what we've all been told, and the speculation is that it's been going on for quite a long time and potentially even before filming.
That's
I'm just trying
tough.
To put the pieces together myself.
So it's not because Brent's a waiter then? No.
I mean, it would make sense if they were kind of something this whole time, because no wonder Mitch wasn't committal and Brent was just hating on and Mitch, Tamara was just hating on Brent. Like, it would make sense, but I don't even know the answers. And I don't know if we'll ever get the answers. In terms of Brent and I, we are really good friends. Yep, we spend a lot of time together. But no, I'm not in that headspace to lock lips with anyone, that's for sure. And yeah, we're both just, I guess, being like a support network. But when you see us being flirty, I mean, Brent and I are both very cheeky individuals, and you know, we do want to bring each other up now and just bring good energy, just bring good vibes. Yeah. And he knows where my head's at. He knows that I'm not in that headspace right now. But, you know, I will say never say never. Like, we do really have a lot in common and we do get along a lot. But I'm still getting to know him. Like, I still don't even feel like I really know him. You know, we're there focusing on our husbands or our wife, not other people. So now that the show's done and we are all hanging out and spending time together now, we are really getting to know each other now, and we are just like a little family. There's about five of us that are just inseparable, and we talk every day. We got a group chat, and you know, we're always planning the next weekend away together. And I'm heading back up to Sydney this weekend for my birthday to celebrate with Brent and Jack, because we're all Aries, we're all April birthday birds. But now, yeah, we can just focus on moving forward, you know, get our Instagrams back and allow people to start to see us for us again and kind of get back to some normality. But it's been an amazing experience for me. I have absolutely no regrets. And yeah, it's a very much bittersweet. Very bittersweet.
Ella, I've just got a journalist next to me. Yeah, if you just write Brent and Tamara, never say never. Sorry, I'm just telling them the headline to take away from it.
Speaking of never say never.
Throw a love heart in that headline. Thanks, guys.
Before we wrap it up, Ella, speaking of never say never, you were at Dom's viewing party. I know that's been turned into something else. We won't talk about that.
Yeah.
But we did see Dom and Jack very close and cuddly. Will we see them back together, do you think?
There is absolutely no denying that they, like, love each other in so many ways.
Yeah.
I think that they're soulmates. Like, I genuinely do. You know, they do still have this spark. You know, they're kissing when the cameras aren't around. Like, they're, you know, they are just, they fall back into Jack and Dom when they're together.
Yeah.
And they still do catch up on a weekly basis, and they still do talk on a daily basis. So I would also say as well, like Dominica said, never say never. Who knows what could happen between those two? And I mean, yeah, they still spend a lot of time together. So I think it's still like something that's open to just seeing what could happen. You know, now that filming's done, anything can happen.
Absolutely.
The pressure's off.
All right, cool. I'm just going to let the journalists know the other headline as well. Don't go anywhere. Dom. Hey, Ella, it has been so good chatting to you this season. And we do hope that you find your happiness, whether it's with someone, whether it's by yourself, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed chatting to you. And thank you for being just so honest and fun with us. We've loved it this season.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much, guys. Honestly, I have absolutely loved as well being a part of radio and like talking to you guys. It's been all very new but exciting. And like, I've actually just enjoyed it so much.
I'm looking forward to it. Alan, Carly and Ella, coming soon.
All for that.
Thanks, Ella. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed that MASH chat. And of course, if you want to hear more, we do plenty of interviews, Carly.
Yes, we do. We've even got way more chats with some of the MASH contestants where we spill all the tea. All you have to do is hit that favorite so you get all the Alan and Carly goodness.